This is your dose of daily market wisdom with master trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com. Welcome. You are listening to the Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. And if you don't know about Nick, well, this is our first show. I'm Kerry Lutz. Nick, you are the Master Trader, or one of very few. You've been doing this thing for decades. You've been scoring big while others have been losing their shirts in the market, especially recently. And, well, before we get started, we need to get some idea of what your philosophy of trading is. How does trading work for you?
Well, basically, as a trader, we really just want to look at the money flow of the market. I really don't care about the news. I don't care about hearing all the headlines that come out each and every day of why markets move. My only concern is really, where are they moving? Is the money flow pointing upward? Is it pointing downward? And I just want to be a part of that. Like I always tell a lot of people that come to me to try to learn how to trade, I said, we don't care if the Dow goes to 100,000 or if it goes to one. I just want to be on the right side of that move when it happens. And that's really the philosophy behind it.
So you're what we would call a market agnostic. What the market's doing, where it's heading, all of that is more or less irrelevant to you. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so then we go to technique, and obviously you're using certain indicators. You're very eclectic in your approach to picking the right security to buy or sell, whether it's options, whether it's whatever it is.
Yeah, so I'm always looking for an edge in the market, and how I do that or how I gain my edge is simply by using charts. Where you may look at, read a Wall Street Journal article, and they'll talk about a company that came out with their earnings report, and they'll say their earnings per share. They'll talk about their P/E ratio. They may talk about the book value of the company. They may get into other fundamental analysis. But for me, it's very simple. All I care about, do I read the charts right? Can I tell where the money is going? Is the money going into the stock, or is the money coming out of the stock? And I do that by looking at patterns on charts as they form. You'll see that, you know, just think about this for a moment. If we go back to our early days of humanity, where, you know, the caveman existed and he was looking at the tracks of the animals and then find, you know, tracing that animal back to its den or its lair. And that's where he would hunt the animal. Well, it's the same thing as a trader. What I'm doing is I'm just looking at the footprints that are left behind, and I'm going to, you know, look at that chart pattern, and I'm going to say, hey, this is where this market is going. Whether it's up or down, it really is insignificant. What I care about is, am I going to be on the right side of that move with the overall money flow?
Right. So you're looking for basically the opportunistic trade where you've got an edge over the other participants, whether it's the algorithms, whatever. How do you compete against algorithms? Because you're kind of doing this the old-fashioned way. The algorithms have access to all data. They can go back 100 years into all the price data for particular stocks and indices, and yet you're beating the algorithms.
Yeah, how it works, and this is a lot of people have asked me in the past, are you against algorithmic trading? Are you against these big high-frequency traders and market makers? And the answer is no. I actually like them there. They provide liquidity, and through the process that I use, I can actually see when we're going to get a move in the market. In fact, I did a day trade with my trading members on Friday, and I said, hey, we're going to enter this stock right here. I said, I entered the stock right here. Now we're going to watch it go to this level. And I could actually tell by the way the chart patterns form using certain time frames and different parameters, you know, I can usually pinpoint where it's actually going to go. So, you know, it's not perfect. Sometimes I'm wrong. I mean, anybody that tells you they're 100% in this business is full of it. But for the most part, I'm going to be right 80 to 85% of the time. And with good money management, you make a good lifestyle like that.
And so when you're wrong, when a trade goes against you, obviously the thing you need to do and any trader needs to do is get out as quickly as possible. How do you do that so that the emotions don't get involved?
Yeah, so what I do is I don't put an actual stop loss into the marketplace, but I know if we come and close below a certain level, that's where I need to get out. And I battled that in the early part of my career. It was very, very tough to do. In the latter part, or I should say the current part, it's pretty easy. You know, taking a loss in the business is almost like an insurance policy. So your first out is usually your best out. And that's really what you want to be able to do. Once you overcome that, you're on your way to success in this business, provided you constantly learn and you constantly are willing to put in the time to understand the chart patterns and the different setups that come across each and every day. So that's how I do it. You know, I've become really immune to emotion in this market. I'm more like I would say like a robot now. I just look at the chart pattern. I look at what it tells me. I do the mathematics behind it, and I just try to figure out where it's going. And if I'm wrong, that's no big deal. I know I'm going to be right, you know, on the other seven or eight trades that come along. But, you know, I certainly will be wrong on a couple here and there.
Yeah. Well, of course, nobody is perfect in this thing, right? Everybody has got their losing trades. What was the best trade you ever made?
You know, over all the years I've been doing this now, it's hard to say what the best trade ever was or is, because there's been a lot that have been on par. But some of the best trades I've ever taken were probably calling the top in the market in 2007. I did that to the day, and I also did that to the price on the S&P 500. And that was probably, you know, what, you know, put me on the map in the trading world. A lot of people couldn't believe it, and I told them it was going to happen actually, you know, months before. And to have the date when it was going to happen was pretty amazing. But I was also able to calculate the price about a week before it even occurred. And, you know, that was pretty astonishing.
That is really amazing. And look, we've been friends a long time now. It's years. And you were telling me that a crash or something major downward movement was coming. And you even gave an indicator, which was the spiders when they went heavily to the downside with over 100 million shares traded, time to head for the exits. And that's exactly what happened, right?
That's exactly what happened. And I was on your program and I said, this is it. This is the first time I've been short and betting, you know, on the downside of the market for quite a while. And again, it was that simple technique that, you know, was able to make my members at In the Money Stocks a ton of money and, you know, kept us, more importantly, from getting hurt on this market crash as well.
Yeah, so that was a great move. And we saw exactly what happened. So you're feeling where this market is heading?
Yeah, now I'm no longer bearish. I mean, we've gone down a ton already. I had about, I don't know, even remember now, about 18 or 19 different put options out there, meaning I'm looking for downside in the market, and I made a bundle there. But now I'm holding some long positions here and some select plays. But what I think we're looking at right now is going to be a very choppy market for the remainder of 2020. We'll get a lot of rallies, and then we'll get some, you know, sell-offs. So it's going to be really a trader's market going forward for the remainder of this year.
Yeah, so a trader's market, which we haven't seen, and that's something that algorithms really can't deal with, because that means actually picking stocks, or in this case, picking securities, not based necessarily on an algorithm.
That's correct.
So moving ahead, we've talked about gold ad nauseum. That's the long-term play, probably silver as well. But you got four things you want to talk about today. Number one is Abbott Labs developing a 5-minute test for COVID-19, and it should be used at airports for travelers before they get on a plane.
That's right. I mean, you know, we've basically made this economy come to a complete halt. And I understand that there's a lot of fear of the unknown. But, you know, if you have a 5-minute test now, there's no reason why we can't have air travel up and running within the next 4 to 6 weeks in full force again. A 5-minute test, in my opinion, is a game changer. You could have everybody test before they even get on an airplane, have them come a little bit earlier, and there's no reason why we can't get business up and running. I hope that gets proposed, and that's why I'm even bringing it up on your program. Maybe someone will listen to it and maybe agree with it. But the reality of it is, you know, I haven't heard anything from the politicians about that. But, you know, if you're looking to get industry groups up and running again, what's better than a 5-minute test?
Hey, and you know what? You could do this all over the place here, Nick.
That's right.
Restaurants, movie theaters. You take the test, and assuming that a lab doesn't have to interpret the results, it's kind of like when a cop tests somebody's test suspected drugs in possession. Like, he's got meth, he sticks it in a little container, squeezes it, breaks the tube. If it turns blue, you're under arrest. If not, goodbye. And really, this should change everything, because for mass events, it'll be easy just to swab and check, and sorry, you're blue, goodbye. Why don't they do this for everything? I guess they haven't thought about it yet.
I don't know if they've thought about it, but I mean, it makes complete sense. I mean, look at all the sporting events that are that we're missing out on this year. NCAA basketball tournament. You have all of these different concerts, and you know, these are all revenue generators. These are all things that stimulate the economy. You know, we're losing out on that. A 5-minute test can really solve all those issues. Just let everybody come to the stadium a little bit earlier, like you said, or let people come to the airport an hour earlier. I mean, there's no real reason why we need to, you know, just stop the economy. Technology needs to step it up a little bit here, and, you know, let's get things rolling again. But I hope that, you know, by doing this podcast, that people will actually understand what we're looking at and what we're dealing with, and they'll take advantage of some of these technologies that are out.
Let's hope. I mean, it's there, and there are hopeful signs. I don't want to get into it because we got other things to talk about. But along the COVID-19 thing, we got J&J developing a new vaccine that'll be in trials by September.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. I mean, this is the fastest I've ever seen any drug companies, any drug company in particular, come with a trial for a vaccine. So, I mean, I don't think they would bring it to our attention if it was just fluff. And that was out this morning. I actually heard about it last night. And, you know, that's another positive. So while everybody's, you know, in a depression right now, saying, oh, my goodness, I'm losing my job. But things are, you know, things can shift very, very quickly. As fast as we went down, I don't think we're going to go up as quickly going forward. But, you know, by the end of the year, I actually think we're going to get an incredible buying opportunity in this market.
Hey, so, yeah, one good thing, and we're not really talking about government or anything, we're really just talking about the markets, but I guess it kind of intertwines. We've never seen the FDA move at breakneck speed. I mean, literally, well, for them, we've known for a month and a half that these quinine-based drugs, or emulations, syntheses of quinine, are very effective, especially when combined with certain antibiotics. And so finally, yesterday, last night, and I should say that we're talking on today is Monday, March 30th, our first episode, they came out and they approved it. And that's after like 2-3 weeks of trials. So this is one of those things that really could be beneficial and really could be lasting, that we're not going to have an FDA obstructing drug approvals that could be saving lives.
Yeah, this is also a game changer, in my opinion. So, you know, while everybody's out there and a lot of people are in depression right now because of this coronavirus, and the media is just really has been so negative, at least here you got some positive news. And again, it's great to see the FDA move at this pace and to get this passed quickly.
Okay, and so we got the central bank and the U.S. Treasury stimulus bazooka. I mean, everybody's entitled to money. It's free money. It's helicopter money. And the money is, where's it going to come from? The Federal Reserve is going to print it up out of thin air. Is this a solution?
Well, it looks like it is for now. They came out with not only a bazooka, but this is a nuclear bazooka. I mean, this is unprecedented. I've never seen anything like this. This really tops the charts from what we've seen in QE1, QE2, QE3, Operation Twist, and every other thing that they've done. This is really the ultimate bazooka. And I just look at it and I say, wow, this is unprecedented what we're looking at right here. But it's happening. And again, if there's going to be money flow and there's going to be massive liquidity injected into the system, it's going to go somewhere. And that place is going to be one place, the market.
Yeah, there really is no other place that it can go. And for you've been talking about a strong US dollar really for years now.
Yeah,
And
since 2018.
yeah, since 2018, we broke 100. We were at 102. It looks like it's maybe falling back a little. The euro's picked up a little strength. But what are you seeing here?
Dollar goes higher. It's backed off because it went parabolic again, but I remain a dollar bull for the next couple of years. I don't really see anything stopping the freight train of the dollar. What do we call it? The Taj Mahal of Baltimore, but it really is a powerhouse. Where else is some? And I don't care how much money the Fed prints, because the Fed and the United States is still, we are still here in the U.S., the leading economy, the leading government, as dysfunctional as it is. We're still, the Taj Mahal in Baltimore. That's the bottom line. And the dollar is going to continue to go higher, and they don't realize it, but. That's it. There's no stopping it, even with all of this central bank intervention that is happening right now.
And it's you would think that there would be inflation, but on the other hand, we've seen $25 trillion basically be destroyed in wealth out there, right?
That's correct.
So
That's correct. But eventually we will get to an inflationary period. It's just not there yet. That will take a little bit of time. But the writing is on the wall. We will get there, and probably, I'm going to say, the next 3, 4 years. Right now, any inflation that we get will be minimal.
yeah, I'm inclined to agree because in depressionary times, and I think we're going to economic downturn, there's no, I mean, 3.2 million people filed for unemployment last week, Nick. So
That's right.
how can we do otherwise? But the fact is that with demand down, I mean, oil prices low for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, right now, today we have news that President Trump is going to speak to Vladimir Putin and try to iron something out with the Russians and the Saudis. I don't know how that's going to play out. But when I look at the chart of oil right now, it's really battling. In fact, it broke 20 earlier today. So we'll see how it plays out going forward. Obviously, if there's a production cut, it may help temporarily, but think about it. With the shutdown that we have going on, who's driving outside of truckers delivering food? We don't really have a whole lot of need for it. The weather is starting to get warmer in the United States as we approach spring. So I don't think we're going to have a huge need. And the stockpiles of oil, I mean, we're at capacity. I don't even think we could store it anymore.
Yeah, well, they've been filling up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and we're getting to ridiculously low energy prices for sure. So it's just a matter of time here. Well, we've kind of exceeded our time. We're going to try to keep these between 10 and 15 minutes, but I think for the first one, it was a good use of time. You want more information? You want to see the proof behind Nick's incredible record? Then you have to go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Inthemoneystocks.com. There's a free offer there as well. Nick, really appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Get your insights on what's going to happen on the last day of March, which is an important day, last days of the month, right?
That's right. Tomorrow is the end of quarter. And again, markets are seeing a little bit of upside today. So it'll be interesting to see how we finish it out tomorrow. And that'll tell me a lot going forward.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, we'll talk to you then. Thanks for coming on. And stay tuned. You'll have another episode tomorrow on Tuesday, March 31st. We're going to be doing 5 episodes a week. And we'll talk a little more about market trades and how you can actually make money and trade this market. Nick, always a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
This is your dose of daily market wisdom with master trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.